Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Why?
I played this out of shame after playing the intro for the second hour. So now I shamefully play out.
What just happened? Like, who was chatting your ear off?
This time it's figure.
No, don't blame me. I didn't do anything.
Because sometimes it's like someone else who doesn't respect the light.
So it was you two hobnobbing with one another, and you just played the show open again.
Correct.
And then switched to Sat Hour Tua.
Yeah, and then I had an opportunity to play the normal Hour Tua, but I didn't deserve it.
Wow.
Sometimes, you know, you got to pull yourself out the game. Coach,
I understand.
That was me.
That's on me. That's on me. What off me, Coach? Headlines are brought to you by Doral Hyundai. Doral Hyundai, choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai miles in inventory of the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. Remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai. We're going to talk to Miami Herald, Miami Heat beat reporter Anthony Chang coming up later on this hour. Love checking in with Anthony as we are on the eve of the NBA draft. And, of course, a weekend that I'm sure got ruined by him on Sunday. I think what he was like, oh, man, Kevin, I just wanted to enjoy my Sunday. Maybe you catch some Panthers parade coverage. He's like, oh, stupid Rockets.
That sucks. Because you got to report. Like, it's his journalistic
job.
I know. It sucks. He can't even I'll do this later.
Not only did he report, but he gave the goods and, you know, maybe sent me off into an immature tantrum yesterday.
It's pretty amazing how hockey and basketball, right after the season, there's action. Whereas football, there's delays in every
gotta
process.
Wait. Yeah. Yep. Gotta wait.
Tampering period, like, it's just drawn out. I think it should end as soon as the Super Bowl's over. Let's trade some folks.
In a Club World Cup, the Bronx, they played to a 2-2 draw yesterday against Palmeiras, and they have moved on to the round of 16. They will take on PSG, Messi revenge game, Sunday at noon in Atlanta. How did we not get that game?
Strange. You know what's interesting, though?
They don't know what teams are going to make it, and they just have sights.
Wink.
Oh, we get all the games. All of them.
Is this a barometer to find out if we're actually good? Because I feel like I don't know any of these other teams. Like,
what's the cup? I'm so embarrassed. I don't know this. What's the cup that PSG just won? They won the cup, right? The Champions League?
Yeah, the Cuppy Cup.
The Premier League, whatever that is. The Super Duper League.
The paper.
They won that.
The Super Duper League.
They just won that because they lost Mbappe. I know that, and then they ended up winning the whole damn thing, and it was mocking Mbappe.
They won the UEFA Champions League.
Yeah, that thing.
Yeah,
big test. Are they sending all their dogs?
That's a good question. This is the Super Duper Cup, so they may have to.
Is this bigger than what they just won?
I don't think so. But I do think that they will be sending their dogs, and I do think it's an opportunity for us to find out, is this team good? because everyone's like, oh, Messi's playing around.
It's a good measuring stick to see if Messi's the real deal.
Right? I just want to see. Because
you got to find out if he's really good at this soccer thing. He turns 38 today, by the way. Happy birthday to Messi.
Really? His birthday today.
Happy birthday.
You think Messi, what does he go to? Flannies? You think he goes to Publix? What do you think he does for what do you get for the man who has everything?
He probably cooks himself a meal.
Cooks himself? No way he cooks himself a meal.
From Publix.
I don't think he knows how to cook.
Hmm. What?
Too rich.
What?
He's been playing professional soccer since he was 12.
You don't think, like, what's the level of can't cook? Like, you don't think Messi could grill a steak?
No, he can. I mean, he can do the basic.
Can he cook breakfast?
Can Messi make breakfast?
Yeah, but he's burning something. If it's not the toast, it's the bacon. Guys, when is the last time you think Messi cooked for himself?
He got kids?
He has kids.
Yesterday.
Yeah,
but he's probably got a personal chef, Leroy. He probably does.
Since 15 years old.
Wait.
This man was found at Publix. Hold on.
Tobin?
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
Marcos?
Yeah.
Yep.
You had kids?
Yeah.
You think when them kids get up at 6:30 in the morning, they waiting for somebody to come over to the house and cook?
I think Pierre's always on call.
Yeah. Okay.
Pierre?
So you call Pierre.
Garcon.
We want some eggs Benedict. He got to come over to the house. You have young kids. Are they waiting?
Well, I imagine him having
Pierre,
like a chef bat
go
cave.
Ahead and serve my child some cereal. He's hungry.
Yeah.
I'm sure he'll do some cereal. He'll put some cereal in a bowl until Pierre clocks.
What comes first, the cereal
world,
or the milk, huh?
It's got to be cereal. But we're a little bit off of reality.
But we're talking about, I'm not talking about like an athlete, like just, you know, any professional athlete, you know, like I'm talking about the richest of the rich.
Yeah.
You know, like I imagine LeBron chef doesn't leave. Like, I think he probably has like a bat cave and he just LeBron goes down and like he slides down the pole when he's done, like a fireman. And
there's
then he goes, okay, back to the
now?
Cave.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Listen, if I'm rich, I need a fireman's pole.
No, I mean, listen, he's got probably the best bat cave there is. Like, I'm sure he's living large down there in the bat cave, but that's how I picture it. If you're LeBron chef, you're always on call. That's how I picture it for Messi.
Yeah. I need 24.
You don't think so?
This is the goat
of
the goats.
I just think let's be realistic. You have a chef, right?
Yep.
And you have a family. And you're on the road 100 times a year.
Right. Hmm. Does he pack the meals?
No. Does he leave that man in his house with his wife and kids?
I personally wouldn't.
Right.
But like, what is a personal?
Y'all thinking about the wrong things.
You don't think that Messi's chef, like, if he gets paid, I don't know, what is Messi, like $500,000 to fuel one of the most elite athletes on the planet?
Yeah.
You don't think he's on call always? Like, that's the deal?
Yeah. Well, I could imagine that. But again, are we missing the point about kids?
I get it, but I think little Messies are like, Pierre, get the crunch, please.
Yeah.
Wow.
We'll put it in a pancake with an ostrich egg.
Nope. That's
good. Here's how I picture. Here I picture the Messi kids. How long, Dad? When is he coming over?
I just can't. Like, no, I just don't. You're acting like you think Messi has to deal with the same things I do with Tommy, where it's like, hey, I want Nutella toast. I don't think so.
What? You? With your kids?
The least you could do is make toast for your child.
They want breakfast. What the hell are you talking about?
Well, you didn't. I don't know, because you didn't have kids when you played. So maybe if you did, you would have been like, go bother Pierre, snitchy mouse.
Yeah. Pierre.
Now, Dade South.
That's why guys have wives.
Dade South says, you know, from his research, which I always trust his research, he does have a personal chef. But I think Leroy's thing is he thinks that, like, Messi has to pick up the phone, call the personal chef, and then he has to, you know, fight through Brickell traffic, do whatever he does.
So you want. Wait.
So this man lives in Brickell.
Let me explain something to you knuckleheads. Okay? So your wife, D. Glennis, right? You're telling me. So say if you're on a tour where you're taking Crowder all over the world. You covering a fight or whatever because you won't take me. So I just use Crowder. What? We gonna take Crowder and y'all on a tour, right? You telling me you not gonna feel uncomfortable with your chef at your house with your wife and kids?
No, my 52-year-old really? Peruvian grandmother chef.
Oh no! Wait!
Yes.
Whose name is Pierre?
No.
I feel like I'm being real.
Y'all feel like real.
No, but I feel like the rich always have to worry about like the trainer or the pool boy. Mm. I don't know. There's something not Astron about a chef.
Here's something not Astron about a chef.
Pierre's over and he's going, come here, Miss Messy. Taste this.
Maybe.
Go ahead. Get you some of that. Right?
Yeah, but I don't think that personal chef wants to lose that bag because you know Messi's got those ring cams.
Hey.
I don't think they care.
Why you think people that cheat do some illegal crap or do some stuff that ain't no good? Think about that money.
I just don't feel like the personal chef, like there's many fantasies around that. Maybe I'm crazy.
Watch out for that pool boy. Personal
chef probably comes over, cooks some lunch, cooks some dinner, out. He ain't meeting you at your house at 5:36 in the morning. Mm. And then you leave and go fly across the country. And I'm tell you what,
Can you ask somebody? You have a
But y'all sitting here acting like y'all wouldn't have a problem with this.
Can I ask you a question?
I know people.
Okay, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Because you have some real big wigs as far as friends are concerned.
Yeah.
Can you waste their time during the show? And can you ask them, I'm talking about the rich. Mm-hmm. Can you ask them, hey, does your personal chef live with you, on call, near you? What's the deal?
I have an answer for you because we can talk about my buddy in Sarasota.
Okay.
Right? He has meals. He has everything cooked, right? He does not have a chef. He has the people, like, from the restaurant, when he has a dinner at his house, come to his house and cook it.
Mm. What?
Mm. Yes.
Wow.
If he needs a little Mighty Bite, something to get tied him over or whatever, he'll call the golf course and have the cooks there or somebody run him some food from the golf course because he lives, you know, on that property. So while you talking about having a guy live at, no.
All right. I'm very.
Nobody like you are crazy.
Well, you know what's fun? You know what's funny? My aunt who lives in Texas actually has a maid that lives with them.
Ooh.
Mm. Yeah. I've seen that.
She's had that for quite some time. I feel like now, not anymore, but it was weird.
We'll take it.
It's weird, right? Like
I personally, when I stayed over, I didn't really like running into
rando walking through the
awkward.
House.
Awkward, yeah.
Right.
And then she tried helping me, and I was like, no.
I don't know what world y'all living in.
I'm talking about the richest athlete in the world. I think you're crazy to think. He doesn't have a chef there at many times.
Hey, I'm saying that when little Messies get up in the morning and they want daddy to make some breakfast, daddy got to make some breakfast. He ain't got to wait. Kids ain't waiting for no chef. Like, you're telling me kids are going to wait? We drove to Texas one time. We got off the Sawgrass, and my daughter asked me how much longer. So, yeah. Like, real versus your little dream world you're living
with. You picture the Messies going on a road trip to Daytona?
No, I'm just saying
how
impatient kids are. It don't matter how much money you got. They ain't waiting for Pierre to come over to the house. They want breakfast when they get up.
Take a break.
Wait a minute. When is Tommy and Sophia waiting?
I'm not a messy.
It doesn't matter. They're still kids. They don't know no difference.
I don't understand. This is crazy to me. Why even have the chef if he's not available at all times if you're messy?
Well, if I'm out.
He's available all times. Not at 5:30 in the morning to come fix your kids' breakfast unless he's living there. If he's living there with Messy traveling 100, 200 days out of the year in different countries and stuff like that.
Why does Messi chef have to be horny?
Yeah, it's a girl.
They all are.
No, it's listen, this is an older woman. I just found out it's an older woman.
Wow. Okay, so now what about that?
Looking at? Oh, what was your story?
That's why she's an older woman. Antonia. No threat.
Antonia.
Antonia.
Is chef?
Like, if that's real talk. That's real.
Right. It's not real talk. You're being ridiculous, thinking that Messi's kids wake him up and are like, "Dad, make me a souffle."
Okay.
Take a break. We're back after this. All right. Well-
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. I'm going to talk to Anthony Chang, Miami Heat reporter from the Miami Herald, coming up here in about 10 minutes. He got their draft tomorrow. We know missed out on Kevin Durant. Now moving on to whatever the hell plan B is. Maybe nothing. Who knows? We'll talk to Anthony a little bit about that coming on up. But Leroy, can we get a weather update from the Demesman and Dover law firm? YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Call at 866-954 more.
All right.
All right, man. Just get to the
All
weather.
Right. Winds are whipping today. Going at about 15 to 20 miles an hour. Winds are out of the east. It is partly cloudy. Always prepare for a passing shower this time of year in the evening. And it's about 88, 90 degrees.
How'd you do, Froggy?
Excellent as usual. Winds coming out of the east at 15 miles per hour, currently 90 degrees.
Boom. Are you kidding me?
What?
There's no
like way. How is it every day your journey back from the windowplex gets louder and louder?
Because here's my little boom.
Okay.
And when I grab my headphones, I hit the things holding it. Like, I'm trying to miss it. I hit the spring. I'm sorry.
You sound like you're tush pushing through for third and one.
Listen, the Dolphins should play that in the stadium.
It's gonna take more than a couple of hands to push my tush.
Anyway, how did he do, Marcos?
Great. 90 degrees right now, winds 15 miles per hour out of the east, stray shower, thunderstorm possible.
All right, there you go. Want to let you guys know, AJ Greer of your Florida Panthers champion, he's going to be at Palm Beach Autographs in Wellington this Saturday. And on Thursday, we're going to give you a chance to win a ticket for the meet and greet and an autograph with him. Just keep listening to our show. We'll give you details on how you can win. Palm Beach Autographs is located at the mall at Wellington Green in Wellington. We're going to take a break, a quick segment here, because we're going to make way for Anthony Chang for the Miami Herald, talk a little Kevin Durant trade with him, and where the Miami Heat go from here. We're back after this.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. We're streaming live on YouTube and Twitch, the channel Miami 560 WQAM, and free on the Odyssey app, AUDACY, free in your app store. You guys can use the rewind feature and catch us whenever, wherever we're meant to be together. I'll be here. You'll be near. And that's the rest, my dear.
Okay.
What's going on here? What's going on?
Shakira.
You know what? I knew that sounded familiar. I don't like it. Yeah. Why you gotta go that route?
Is that the lyric though? Man, I've been saying that.
I don't know. I mixed two songs. I just don't. I didn't know any other sticking point for Shakira other than Shakira.
That's great.
We'll talk to Anthony Chang here any minute. He should link in with us here, and we'll talk a little Miami Heat with him as the Heat have the 20th pick in tomorrow night's draft. You guys can get our coverage tomorrow here on 560 WQAM. Myself and Solana will take you guys up until the 20th pick and have all your coverage. I believe we'll have some Heat great stop by along the way, has some fun there. Mock drafts out today. They're all getting updated and getting all excited. We know Cooper Flagg, the flying intangibles, is going to be going number one overall.
He's got mad hops too, though. Let's not.
Oh, he does. That. No, yeah. He does. He does, dude. He does. He definitely does, and I'm sure it's going to be a scene tomorrow when he gets drafted. Somehow, some way, the Dallas Mavericks get gifted Cooper Flagg right after losing Luka Doncic.
Well, we know. Wink. Mm-hmm. That's right, though, because I got my eye on someone no one's mentioning.
Who's that?
Igor Demon is probably not how you pronounce his name. It's probably Demon, but.
Why do you have your eye on him?
6'8", point guard, Russian.
Oh. Worked out for the Panthers.
Come on.
Worked out for the Panthers. Let's go out to the Toyota of Hollywood guest line. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas. On sale at one location at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. And there we will find the great Anthony Chang, Miami Heat beat reporter from the Miami Herald. Anthony, how you doing, man?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Good.
I'm good, buddy. My first question to you is, what were your plans on Sunday before Kevin Durant ruined them?
I actually was home that day, which was good timing. It wasn't bad timing. The day before would have been bad. I had my daughter's dance recital. So I'm glad it happened on Sunday. I kind of had a feeling it would happen by the end of the weekend. So I was like, Sunday, I'm going to watch the Panthers parade. I'm going to stay home, see if there's news. So it, all things considered, when it could have happened, it was good timing.
What was, I guess, your level of surprise that the Heat didn't pull in Kevin Durant? There was it seemed like some momentum was building from him from all the rumors and rumblings that were out there, but ultimately he ends up with Houston.
I wasn't too surprised because I knew they were going to draw a line. And I mean, other teams had more assets to put in the Durant trade, right? Houston, San Antonio. No, San Antonio really didn't get involved, but Houston had more assets. Minnesota had more assets. They probably should have been more, I don't want to say desperate, but more eager to get a Kevin Durant because they felt like Kevin Durant, Houston puts them in a contenders. I mean, they're already contenders, right? But with Kevin Durant, now you could put them among the top five teams in the league, right? With Durant and Miami, yeah, he would have made them better, but are they a title contender? I think most would say probably not. So I think it just made more sense for Houston, and they also had more stuff to give. So I wasn't too shocked. I mean, too shocked by the news. And again, just throwing the fact of knowing that they weren't going to put in everything to get KD. I mean, this was the same thing at the trade deadline. They had a chance to get him. Phoenix wanted too much. The Heat weren't willing to give up, you know, Kelo Ware, all their young players, their draft picks. And we saw the same thing this time around, where they had a line they drew and they weren't going to go past it, and they really didn't budge.
Well, Anthony, first of all, this guy right here now all of a sudden tries to be reasonable radio guy, but I was saying the same thing, that all these other teams have so many more assets to offer, and he wasn't having it. Now all of a sudden he's open to the conversation, which is amazing to me. That being said, based on what the Heat offered, I came to the conclusion they weren't as interested as maybe we thought they were. Because there is no way you could think. Because here's the Heat know what everybody else has to offer. Sure. So you know you have to be in the ballpark, you know, to maybe, and maybe your player is more appealing. And then we can work out the draft picks. But if you don't put anything out there that's appealing, and all these teams have all these assets, how can you think that, you know, to me, it just seemed like, to me, based on what they offered, the Heat weren't as interested as we thought they were.
Yeah, I think they were scared off, obviously, by his age, he's going to be 37, injury history. Like, the thought of, what if we give up Kelo Ware, Jaime Jaquez, these salary fillers, right, these big contracts that we could maybe use in another trade, multiple picks, or even one first-round pick, and then he gets injured midseason, right? I know that's a what if, and you never know, but he is going to be 37. Can you depend on Kevin Durant to play at a high level through a long playoff run? We just saw in the playoffs this year, right? They're grueling, long playoffs. All the injuries this year, so it's tough. Like it's you have to weigh the pros and cons. Obviously, they're interested in Kevin Durant. I mean, he's an all time great, still one of the NBA's top offensive players.
Right.
You look at his level of efficiency, amazing. But I think what we saw was, A, they were scared off by his age and injury history, and also kind of like they were faced with the reality of maybe we're not a Kevin Durant away, right? Like maybe that's kind of the decision that, you know, they met, they talked it over. What are we going to do? What are we going to offer? What does Kevin Durant do for us if we give up these pieces and we deplete some of our depth? Where are we? maybe they came to the realization that, look, we're not, that's not enough. So kind of a tough place to be if you're the Heat or a Heat fan, but I think that's kind of what we saw in the last few days.
And I think my unreasonableness yesterday and why I was just upset, is it just, I don't really know where the direction is here then, right? Because they're going to be faced with this decision on Tyler Hero's extension. And we know, like, in this new NBA, like, hey, once you kind of invest in your top two guys, investing in a third is very tough. It's very punitive. And if you don't feel close, hell, you can see some of the decisions that have to be made around the league. And so I'm just wondering, if you don't think you're a Kevin Durant away, then what does it say about what the organization truly thinks about Bam and Tyler being atop the organization? And do they have to come to some kind of decision there with them?
Yeah, no, it's an interesting question. And that's why it's going to be such an interesting offseason, I think, because they do have to pick a direction. And that Kevin Durant decision might have been them signaling what direction they're picking, right? This team is never going to be a total teardown and the complete rebuild and trade everybody and trade and just hoard 15 draft picks. That's not what they do. But could you see some type of rebuild? Yeah, I mean, I think at this point, unless Giannis becomes available and you surprisingly have enough assets to get Giannis, which they haven't had enough assets to get any star the last 5 years, right? Unless that happens, like, that's kind of like the direction they're being forced to go. If you bring back most of this roster and without a significant star addition, you can't be in the luxury tax this year. Not because of money, but you're facing the repeater tax if you're in the luxury tax this year. It's just not smart business-wise, basketball-wise, the limitations that come with that stuff. You're probably going to have to shed money to get under the tax just because it makes sense, because you're not a true title contender. So they're going to be forced to pick a direction unless something surprisingly happens and comes up and an opportunity comes up to get a superstar. In the next few months, I think they're going to have to pick it in that direction. They pick is going to be probably to do a little bit of a rebuild, because that's really their only choice at this point.
Are you shocked that the way they talk about Kalel and Jovic, yet the way they played them doesn't really match up to what they think of those two guys? Because Kalel couldn't get on the floor in the beginning of the year. Sure. And now they're saying, we can't trade him. We can't get rid of him. Well, he should be farther along, because I think you should have just took your lumps early on. You won 37 games, and you still have questions because he would sit on the end of the bench after 2 minutes.
Yeah, and it's a fair point, but I will say the counterpoint is, toward the end of the season, Kalel Ware was a big part of what they did, right? Last 3 or 4 months, I mean, he was a starter. I know in the playoffs, kind of got played off the court a little bit, matchup-wise, his first playoff experience. But for the most part, he was a full-time starter those last 3 or 4 months. And Jovic, before the injury,
He was good.
He was playing maybe his most consistent role yet of his career, and most consistent basketball of his career. And I think the Heat, during that flash before the hand injury, they were playing better. Jovic was a big part of that. I'm not saying Jovic's injury is why they won a 10-game losing streak, but there was that correlation of Jovic goes out, they start losing a bunch of games. So I think, you know, yes, they didn't play a ton early in the season. Jovic lost his starting spot. He fell out of the rotation. But the second half of the season, Ware was obviously a full-time starter. And Jovic, if you take away the injury, which is, you know, lost month and a half or so, he would have been a big part of that rotation as a sixth man. So maybe Jovic starts this year, maybe he doesn't. But I think if he's obviously still on the roster, he's going to be a big part of what they do. He has to be at this point.
Right. How much of this, and I tried to put myself in the Heat's position, and how much of this, because we've been saying this for the last 3 or 4 years, if we were healthy, this would be different. And they've been saying it because they've had key injuries for the last 3 or 4 years. And every year they'd come back because they don't really know what they have because everybody's been banged up. I don't think they played the same starting five, 50 games.
Yeah.
So how can you evaluate your team and your players when every one of them has missed substantial time other than Bam?
Yeah. I mean, to me, this year, Hero and Bam were pretty healthy. Okay. The two best players were pretty healthy.
Right.
Yes, Jovic missed time. Ware really didn't have any big injuries. It was just kind of here and there, maybe miss a game or two.
Right.
Hawkins had his little, you know, in and out during the season. Terry Rozier was available most of the season for all the rotation. He was available. So injuries weren't as much of a problem this year. I just think it was more the rotation was always in flux because they were trying to find something that worked. Obviously, the Jimmy stuff played a role in that. But when your rotation is in flux like that, and not it's not because of injuries, it's more just because of trying to find some formula that works, usually means you're not a very good team, right?
Right.
So I think that's the bottom line here is they found something that kind of worked down the stretch with Alec Burks and Davion Mitchell in the starting lineup, got them into the playoffs. You know, they used that lineup in the play-in tournament. But yeah, I think everything is on the table now. If they bring back most of this roster, we know Bam and Tyler will probably start, or will definitely start. But beyond that, you'd think Khalil Ware starts. You would think if Davion's back, Davion starts. But who knows? Davion could be coming off the bench next year. So I think, yeah, I think we don't know kind of what this rotation will look like because there were so many variations of it last season.
So you had a little reporting on the status of DeRozan, DeMar DeRozan, and Jonathan Kuminga, and where the Heat's interested. Can you give us, I guess, the latest on where the Heat's at? Because their name was kind of kicked around with rumors there as backup plans. So do you have anything on that as far as where they stand or may stand with those guys?
Yeah, I know that the Heat has been linked to them by multiple reports the last week or so. Barry and I touched base with both those guys as of, I think it was Sunday. Was that the other Kevin Durant trade? I'm losing my track of days right now. I think as of Sunday, both the Heat has not been in contact yet with either of those guys, and either, you know, in regard to either of those guys. So obviously that could change. That was Sunday. The Kevin Durant trade just happened. Maybe yesterday or today that changes. But as of Sunday, there had not been any contact, in, you know, in regard to both of those names, DeMar and Kuminga. DeRozan is interesting. I know Heat fans aren't super excited if they get DeRozan, but his contract is interesting because he only has $10 million guaranteed next season, which is pretty good contract, right? Like if you're looking for 2026 cap space, and you know, yes, it's that $10 million, but it's not $30 million. So if you can get off a bigger contract for DeRozan, and you're able to save money next year, that might be appealing to the Heat while also getting DeMar DeRozan. Is he going to make you a championship contender? No. But could he help your offense? Yeah, why not, right? Like, it doesn't hurt to have DeMar DeRozan. And he would take some of the pressure off of Tyler Hero. So we'll see. But, yeah, as of Sunday, there had been no traction.
So you're basically saying Kuminga's too expensive?
Kuminga could be too expensive. I mean, he's younger. Right. He has more upside, obviously, than DeRozan. Right. You kind of know what DeRozan is. But, I mean, you're kind of taking a chance, right? Like, sometimes that works out. You look at the Pacers. Like, they got a bunch of guys on their second contracts, and that worked out for them. You know, guys that didn't drop, I got them young, got them in the second contracts, and it kind of, a lot of them hit. Maybe Kuminga's that type of guy, but yeah, I mean, he hasn't shown the ability to be like an all-star yet, right? Like, he's shown flashes. So how much are you willing to invest in a player like that still has a lot to prove? That's really the big question.
One of the things that I thought was interesting, at least I don't think I read that, but in your guys' reporting, it didn't seem like Duncan Robinson was in the talks. Now he's got a bit of a weird contract. Can you explain a little bit about like where things stand with Duncan and, you know, his deal? Cause it's not fully guaranteed, but he has to pick like a date. Like what's the deal with Duncan Robinson's contract?
Yeah. He basically has until Sunday. He has a decision to, he has an early termination option in his contract that would make him an unrestricted free agent. But if he bypasses that early termination option, he would have $9.8 million of his salary guaranteed, which his full salary is $19.8 million, but he would have $9.8 million guaranteed. So it would still be on the Heat's books. At that point, he would obviously wouldn't be a free agent. And the Heat would have, I think, until July 8th is the day to waive him and save that $10 million, the additional $10 million off their books, which could be helpful if you want to get Davion right under the tax and you want to shed money. Or the Heat could keep him past July 8th. His full salary would be then guaranteed. I think he would be on an expiring contract, so maybe he can talk to himself into saying, well, you know, we're already paying him the close to $10 million. Let's just guarantee the rest of it. He's an expiring. He's a guy we could play that's obviously good, right? We, you know, he's useful. And then he's an expiring contract, so maybe a contender wants a really good three-point shooter in Duncan Robinson, and we'll take on that contract as an expiring deal, and we can use it as an asset. So Duncan has a decision to make, right, ahead of Sunday. We would think that he would not exercise the early termination option. You would want that $10 million guaranteed.
Right.
But then the ball's in the Heat's court of like, what do we do? Do we cut him and save the $10 million? Do we keep him past that day because we're already paying him $10 million anyway? It's going to be interesting to see. One other option I know that's been explored, I don't think it's likely, but it could happen. Duncan could use the early termination option, become a free agent, and kind of renegotiate with the Heat a new contract of, let's say, we're going to give you the $9.8 million you had guaranteed, let's say, this year. Mm-hmm. And then we add two more years to it. And let's say it becomes a three-year, $33 million contract. Not terrible for a guy like Duncan Robinson, right? He's one of the NBA's top shooters. That's an option. I don't know if Duncan would do that, right? Because if he thinks he can get the $10 million he has guaranteed plus more money in the free agent market, why would you do that? But it is an option that the Heat has and that Duncan has if they want to explore that.
Talking to Anthony Chang, Miami Heat beat reporter from the Miami Herald. Anthony, as far as Davion is concerned, do you have any thought on like what his market is? Do you have any idea like what the rumblings are as like what it may take to re-sign him? Because I don't. It's kind of harder for me in today's NBA. I don't know what a guy like Davion Mitchell deserves or gets because like the money and the contracts are so crazy. So do we have any pulse on like what it will take to re-sign him or what the market may be for him?
It's interesting. I've seen it all over the place. Like I spoke to somebody during the play-in tournament last year, I remember, and that was when he was playing really well. It's like, what do you think? I mean, Davion's playing awesome. Like, do you think he can get the full mid-level? They're like, I think he'd be lucky to get $5 million. I'm like,
really?
So there's a lot of people that think he's going to get the full mid-level. So it's really hard to judge. It really comes down to, do teams think he could replicate that run he had with the Heat last year? Because he plays
an important role, though. You can move Tyler off the ball. And they've been looking for somebody like that for 2 years. And Tyler always ends up handling the ball. So if you can move him off the ball, bring Davion up with the draft coming up. Yeah. They're supposedly going to take that point guard. He takes the Davion role. And now you got Davion and you got Tyler together.
And defensively. I mean, you need someone to be able to, you need a point of attack defender. They haven't had somebody like that in a long time.
Right.
I think he's going to get more than $5 million. Obviously, I think he's going to get closer to the full mid level. Maybe he won't get the full mid level, the 14.1, but I could definitely see him getting into double digits. Right. So, how far is the Heat willing to go? Did Davion play himself out of a Heat return because he played so well? I do expect him this week, maybe even today, we'll see, to extend a qualifying offer of Davion to make him a restricted free agent, which gives the Heat an advantage in bringing him back because they'll have the opportunity to match. But again, he really can't be a tax team this year. I mean, they could, but it doesn't really make sense for them to be a tax team this year. So it's like it's being creative in trying to bring Davion back at probably a, you know, not a huge salary, but, you know, a good chunk of salary and still find a way under the tax. And does that mean cutting Duncan before July 8 and saving the $10 million to open up that room to bring Davion back? Does that mean trading something, making a trade to shed some money to free up that room to sign Davion? There's different ways they can go about it. But yeah, I think that he would love to bring Davion back, but it's going to depend on what he gets in the open market, really.
And they appreciate the time, man. Enjoy the rest of your week. Enjoy draft night tomorrow night. See you at the arena. And enjoy the rest of your day, man. Thanks for joining us.
I was going to say, Brent, I think I should be the one interviewing you after your viral rant. That was spot on. Well done.
Hey, man. Like, look, I'm just frustrated. You know me, man. I want the big names. I'm spoiled. But
yeah, but I'm just confused. The big names don't make sense.
That one made sense. No. To me, it made sense.
Yeah, it made some sense. But I think it was well said what you... I think you kind of represented a lot of feelings for Heat fans. So I'm not surprised. I actually saw it live. I had just been happening to listen to the show in the car while you said that. And I was like, oh, this is gonna get popular on Heat Twitter. I kind of saw it happening. So I was surprised when I saw it all over the place a few hours later.
Yeah, will my name be on the list tomorrow is the question. Be like, I think you're banned. You.
I don't think your fingerprints gonna work, no.
Like, first the Jimmy Butler question, now this. You're out of here.
Yeah, you're out of here.
Go watch it from the Hooters over at Bayside.
I'll bring pizza to you outside the arena.
Thank you. I appreciate it, buddy.
All right, bye, guys.
Anthony Chang, Miami Herald. Go check out his work. He does great work. Him and Barry Jackson have been on all of this stuff for your offseason. They do a great job.
Do you feel better?
Do I feel better?
I can tell like you're trying to be professional while getting irritated because you understand the reality of all of this, but the Tobin in you and the show pony in you, it won't let it set in.
I feel like I am handling it well. I think that again, what? I went a little mad yesterday and I broke a little bad yesterday, but I thought it was warranted. And I think there still needs to be things that have to be answered. I get what Anthony's saying. Like, look, again, I think that when we were joking about the Kevin Durant pursuit, we're like, yeah, this probably ends with them trading for DeMar DeRozan to save money and resetting. But, you know, God, am I sick of that? Like, what are we talking about here? Like, this is going to be another year. And I just feel like the direction of the organization right now is just treading water, Leroy. And that's just not their standard.
Can we look at it this way? I would say DeMar DeRozan offensively is very similar to Jimmy in how they do things, right?
Yeah, I would even say that you would say DeMar is probably a little more polished. Like he's got that beautiful jump shot, beautiful mid-range game, all that stuff.
Jimmy is much better defensively.
Yep.
So that's where we go there. But what if I give you DeMar DeRozan 75 games? It's going to look a lot better than it actually may be simply because you're going to have some continuity. That has to kind of mean something that, hey, we got a guy who's durable, who's going to give us everything, who's going to be out there regardless, and who's going to, you know, play 70, 75 games. And if you just had that the last 2 years, would you be in a better place now?
We'll take a break here on the show. Lots more to get to, including the mixed bag. Take a break. Back after this.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Are you ready to dive into the stories, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.